The question was asked, what led to the untimely death of the king Yoshiyahu, who fought Paro Necho and paid for it with his life? So Chazal say Yoshiyahu had worked fervently to ensure that all the Jewish people were keeping Torah, and he set up a fantastic education system, and he set up an excellent undercover police that would check and make sure everyone was keeping Torah, and they got rid of all their idols, and everything was going fantastically, but not as well as he thought. The people had outsmarted him, and they were worshipping idols. And so, now, when Paro Necho, who was a friend of Yoshiyahu's, according to one of the Lamentations we say, wanted to go to war in the north, and he just wanted to pass his soldiers through Israel, Yoshiyahu brought his troops and said, no can do. It says in the Torah, if we keep Torah, so then v'cherev lo tavor ba'atzechem. No sword will pass through your land. And my tradition is that means no sword whatsoever, even just to make a shortcut. So I believe we've kept the Torah. We're not going to lose. I'm standing here. You're not coming through. Paro Necho said, I don't have an issue with you. I don't want to fight you. Why should you die today? And Yoshiyahu stood his ground. And he purposely did not go with Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu's advice. He stood and fought the war and paid for it with his life. And that the background was out of a tremendous piety. He just didn't understand that his generation was not where he thought they were.